Take your porn with you.
I'm not taking it.
Take your box of porn.
That is my gift to you.
No, I don't want it. David, it's not. Just.
Andy, for the last time, I don't want your giant box of pornography.
No. Come on, man. So uncool.
No, uncool? Uncool is trying to give an honest man a big box of porn, Andy.
Snow is falling all around. 7 o'clock and the roads are blocked. So I walk downtown. There's no one around. In a bar and immediately I sense danger. You look at me, girl, as if I was some kind of a total stranger. Where did you get that blank expression on your face? Where did you get that blank expression on your face?
Welcome back, ska punk lovers, to the gloriness that is Runks, and I'm Amanda, and the song you just heard was Blank Expression by The Specials, which is probably one of my favorite songs right now, and I don't know, because I changed my favorite song a lot, it's hard for me to stay on one thing, but yes, that's one of my favorite songs right now, and the intro thing is from the 40-year-old Virgin, which is a really funny movie. It's one of my favorites. But yes, the next song I'm going to play is a dedication to my friend Tony, because he asked me to play it, and he's awesome. He's the one who drew the Runks podcast logo, and I just don't know how to say thank you, and have it mean something, because I've said thank you to him so many times, and I just don't think it's enough. But this next song is for him, and it's called Hooligans by Rancid.
Rancid!
Tell them.
Yeah! Here's a new face of rock and roll. Let's all find it toe-to-toe. Hot times come! Yeah, the hot times go! That poop boy's the one thing for sure. Scott's been stricken on their face. What a hooligan, that poop boy's the one thing for sure. Scott's been stricken on their face. One man's decision brings another's opposition. Completely I'm bound. Down on the flats where the seaside meets my lonely old town. Where all the rooties and scares, where they're out.
profit up a dime. Your proposed and craze, well, they end up in jail, stone slinging cowboys. Well, you took a bite out of apple, a decision that got you there, boy. Oh, the kids and footballs know one thing for sure. God's been stricken on their face. Oh, the kids and footballs know one thing for sure. God's been stricken on their face.
Oh, the guns and good boys. I don't want no racial hatred.
So I found out this week that I sound like a guy or something on my recorded voice. I don't know. My friend Neil told me that my recorded voice sounds like a man, and we were joking around, and I was like, oh no, probably half the people that listen to my podcast think I'm a guy. So just clearing it up now, I'm a girl. So, just so you know. But yes, the next song I'm going to play is amazing, and it's by a band called Bad Manners, and I know you all love Bad Manners. It's awesome. But the song is called Lorraine, and I hope you like it.
The whole thing out and with
The next song is quite a change from the last one that I played, and it's called When You Support These Fucking Bastards by Os Rotten. And this is what I love about being able to do a podcast, is because there's no censorship and I don't have to, like, watch what I say. So, fuck, 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 shit. So, if you don't like it, you can turn it the hell off.
No! Watch the flameless war.
Never have.
Why? God bless you. Watch the noise of the door.
Do this in his back. Do this in the line.
Take the fucking race war and sell it up your ass.
Ah!
Fucking up the others because the Bible is glass.
Do this in his back. Do this in the line.
Why have you been thinking that I still play the game?
Waste for his back. So far he's saying.
Stop your slungry.
Stop so bad.
Worse than your money.
Make that bad.
I still watch. When it was
more
go up in the civil war, it's really just a god.
Do it, please, Benson. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Take the fucking race war and sell that for
ass.
Fucking rock the ass with fire or glass.
Do it, please, Benson. Do it, do it, do it, do
it. Why never do you know it's still playing the game?
Race for its best.
So far it's safe. Stop your ass hungry.
Stop your back.
Worst of the money.
While the race is
bad.
The next song is by the Aquabats, and it's called My Skateboard, and it's from back in the good old days when the Aquabats still played ska. But just let me clear this up right now. The Aquabats will always be awesome, no matter what they play, so you can't say shit about them. And, man, the first time I heard them, I was amazed. I'd never heard anything like it before. Just, they're so goofy and awesome, and they don't care what anybody thinks. And speaking of being goofy and awesome, I'm being an Aquabat for Halloween, and I know it's so original, but man, my costume's gonna be so awesome. I still have to finish making it. Like, I have my mask, and because I made it like a year ago or something, but I still have to make like my belt and stuff, and I think somebody should help me with that, because I know I'm gonna mess it up, but oh well, tear, tear. Yes, the next song is called My Skateboard by the Aquabats.
Sitting some waits for something to happen. I too sat and waited for you to call. Well, I waited too long and I thought, hey, maybe I should call you. But by then, you were already gone. We'll be right back.
At the end of the last podcast, I told you that there was going to be a surprise on the next one, but I'm sorry, I've let you down. The surprise isn't going to be on this one. I'm making you wait till I do the next one to show you the surprise, but geez, it's taking forever. I still haven't gotten the audio off the thing. Well, I'll explain it to you later so you know what I'm talking about, but anyways, sorry for making you wait. I know you probably didn't care in the first place, but it's still awesome, and you will hear it eventually. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm going to try to have it on the next one, I promise. But yes, the next song is by the Dead Kennedys, and it's called Well-Paid Scientist, and it's so awesome. It's like 2 minutes and 21 seconds long, so I know you're going to miss my sexy, manly voice, so you only have to wait 2 minutes and 21 seconds to hear again, so don't be too sad.
You're a well-paid scientist, you only talking facts. You know you're always right, cause you know how to prove it step by step. PhD to show you're smart, with textbook formulas, but you're used up, just like a factory hand. Something is wrong here.
You won't find it on a shelf.
You're all made, you're well trained.
You're tied to a rack.
Company cocktails gotta go. Say the right thing, don't fit your jockey for positions. Be polite in the pyramid you hate. Sip that scotch, get that racist, ain't nobody at all. Something is wrong here.
You won't find it on a shelf.
You're well paid, you're well trained.
You're tied to a rack.
Cringe your tense up, grind your teeth, and wipe your dirty palms. Close your windows, driving past the low-life company bar. They're making fun of you. Ha! Ah, even you, you gotta punch the clock. Why don't you punch your boss? Ah, even you, you just punch the clock. Too scared to punch your boss. When will you crack? Open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes! Pull to your stereo home, you're drained. Bite the hips off of your kids. Too well, they taste like you just slammed the door. I'm signed here cause your company owns the land. All your colleagues live here too. Private guards and golf carts keep you safe at home. Something is wrong here.
You won't find it on a
show. You're well paid, you're well trained. You're tied to a rack. When will you crack?
When will you crack? When will you crack?
When will you crack? The dark shattered up your belly of the American dream. A boy like the plague stares you from your bathroom mirror. Drown!
And now, kiddies, the next song I'm going to play is about threesomes. It's by Hub City Stompers, and it's called Sum of Three. And I think I played them in the second podcast before. Yeah, that sounds about right. But first time I ever heard or saw them was at Ska Weekend 06. And yes, I don't know how I could have gotten by without listening to him before, because they can always put a smile on my face, especially this song, because it's really funny. But I hope you like it, and it's called Sum of Three by Hub City Stompers.
Equation, my girl, between us two. But I see a solution in the way she looks at you. So the fact I'm thinking need not leave us disgraced. And this moment won't be forsaken and thrown to waste. 2-for-1 Miami one, you get a package deal. Come along Miami one, it's time to make this real. Cause when you see the fruit, you'll grab it when it's ripe. And it seems as luck would have it, you're just our type. You and me,
100% satisfaction guarantee for you and me. And my girl makes three for you and me. Well, that's a sum of three. If you take this offer, we won't be hard to find. Come and knock three times on room 369. Two's good company, but three is so much more. Leave your clothes and inhibitions at the bedroom door. There's no competition, so everybody wins. You're a nice addition, step up and jump right in. Because three of a kind, it always beats a pair. And didn't mommy teach us, it's always nice to share. Position possibility. You and me and my girl makes three. A 300% satisfaction guarantee for you and me. And my girl makes three. You and me. And that's a sum of three.
Timid, so it was never mine. We love to live vicariously through the porno and doggy and a hot magazine. The girl never talked to Lord Gucci because we short and me fat and me damn ugly. We want to be one of the sum of three, but a menage a trois won't happen to me. It won't happen to me.
You and me and my girl makes three. So much pleasure for your measure when you're mine.
Next song I'm going to play is by a band called The Dead Milkmen, and no, it's not Punk Rock Girl, even though I'm totally in love with that song. Even I have to admit that it's overplayed, which is sad because it's so awesome. But the song I am going to play is If You Love Somebody, Set Them on Fire, and The Dead Milkmen, just like I said about Hub City Stompers, there's like, they can always cheer me up, but there's just like a group of bands that can always cheer me up no matter what. And this is why emo kids suck, because when they're sad and all depressed and emo and whatnot, they listen to bands and music that are designed to make them sad. So that doesn't make any sense at all. Music's supposed to make you feel good, not make you cry and, like, cut yourself. But, yeah, the next song is If You Love Somebody, Set Them on Fire by the Dead Milkmen.
You love somebody better, set them on fire. oily rags, special things. No, to me, the diamond rings. Maybe we can have some fun. Maybe we can burn someone. So if you love somebody, better set them on fire. Know that it would be untrue. Know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you I didn't set your dad on fire. If you love somebody, better set them on fire. If you love somebody, why not set them on fire?
Next thing I'm gonna play is by The Selector, and it's called On My Radio. And I'm totally gonna make a stencil that says he said he loved me, but he loved the beat, and like spray it on a shirt. It's gonna be so sweet. I'm super serial, you guys. But man, this song is so awesome, and I hope you like it.
He played it all day. I go, go. He liked to dance to it down in the streets. He said he loved me, but he loved the beach. Play for you is by Necromantics, and it's off the album Dead Girls Don't Cry, and it's called I'm a Shock Star. And
it's best listened to turned up really loud and running around doing sexy poses. I'll tell you that much. But yeah, it's kind of funny when I'm like, the next song I'm going to play is da-da-da-da, or I hope you like it, and I start talking about the song and stuff, because, like, if you've never recorded a podcast or whatever before, and then let me just tell you something. Like, I have to pretend like I'm listening to the song as you guys are, but I actually go in and record all the voice stuff for it, and then I put the songs in later. I know I just ruined all your hopes and dreams, but yeah, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, here's the song, I'm Shockstar by Necromantics. This next song is about stealing stuff, and it's called Five Finger Discount by Choking Victim.
I walk to the pilot's hall, you took another sea. All the pretty, pretty packages staring back at me. Which is my favorite, where is my chance to move the product and stick it in my pants?
Everyone knows and loves this next band, and I know the next song, everybody knows the song, and I know you're gonna be like, why didn't you pick a song that's less overplayed? Whatever, I don't care. I love this song, and it's called Astro Zombies by The Misfits.
Yeah.
Next song I'm going to play is by The Slackers, and it's called Sarah. And if you've never heard this song before, prepare to be blown away, because I'm so in love with this song, you don't even know. It's just so awesome. The Slackers just kick so much ass, and I really need to see them live sometime soon, or I just might explode.
Because you're just afraid what they might say.
The next song I'm going to play is called Racist Society by Screeching Weasel, and I played Screeching Weasel in the last podcast too, but I really, really like this song, and I hope you do too.
Did you know that you live in a racist society? Did you know you're the privileged class, and everybody else is essentially taking it up the ass? Did you know that you could be free? Did you know it's on the way that it has to be? Did you know you can still change everything? Now that there's no such thing as equality, and there might never be if you don't change. Did you know that you live in a war zone constantly? Did you know that your parents weren't fucked when they taught you how to fear anybody who wasn't white enough? Did you know that you could be free? Did you know it's not the way that it has to be? Did you know you can still change everything? Did you know that the older you get, it gets easier to blame somebody else for your own mess? Did you know that the Jews don't run the world, and all black men are criminals? Did you
sense inside, cause big business runs the government, and it's not good business if we burn down the government. So they keep us occupied with more on TV shows and shitty beer that wipes out brain cells, and whining about Congress and stupid fucking income taxes. And if that's not enough to keep your mind up on the way you're getting dicked around, they fill you with fear and hate, give you someone to blame for all your problems. Why's the country going down the fucking toilet? Do you know when they think of you? Do you know how contentious they argue? Do you know how easy you are to fool? You're like a dog going after a ball that was never thrown. Well, guess what? You're on your own. Good luck.
The next song I'm going to play is by Warsaw Poland Brothers, and it's called Rude Girl. And it's off the CD Battlescar Galactica. And my friend Addy made me listen to them a while ago, like a few months ago. And, man, they're so awesome. And I hope you like what you hear, and I hope you check them out. Play for you today, but I hope you liked it, and I hope you keep listening, because we have some really awesome episodes that are coming up soon. But before we depart, for those of you who don't know, Wednesday, September 20th, is my birthday, so happy birthday to me. And I know that there's some other people whose birthdays were either, like, this week or around this week or whatever. So this next thing I'm going to play is for all of us.
Here.